Saying 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Uzi and Aaron.
Look, it's going to be rainy, guys. 19 at Rudy Hill. We're Stranger Things. Ella, every ending has a beginning. Stranger Things 4, Volume 1 is streaming this Friday only on Netflix. We've just got incredible Stranger Things prizes, you two.
We do. For our calls today, money can't buy a prize.
We'll
Netflix is just unbelievable. They've jumped on board and we're so happy to have Netflix.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We are Netflix.
I'm going to have to binge the whole series because I know that there's a little girl in it. Did she have a shaved head?
At the start she did.
Yes.
You know what?
I've got
Yeah, what about her?
Because you guys know I don't really watch anything. I don't watch any, but I'm now, this is going to be my first one, Stranger Things.
Oh, no, we're all over Netflix and
Hot Aussie in it.
Yeah, what about,
spoke to him?
Yeah.
His name escapes him, but he's a star.
Yeah, and also you've got to remember the main character has a dead ringer for my son.
It's incredible.
So, and I was on top of a slide at Raging Waters only recently. It was cold. It was a little bit cold, but it was still a great day out. And the attendant said to my son, "Are you from Stranger Things?"
Well done.
Wow.
And I'm like, "Mate, what about Husey? He's just standing here.
Yeah.
He gave me nothing.
Yeah.
But he was all over my son.
Embarrassing.
Thought he was from Stranger Things."
Your son needs to develop a passable American accent so he can start saying, "Yes, I am," etc.
Well, my daughters do. They speak with American accents.
They do.
Full time.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it is strange. Possibly watch too much Netflix. Hey, the election has been run and won. We need to come back and talk about the main game, don't we?
The Teals.
Not the Teals.
Just want to express my support for our teal overlords.
Oh, why is it still raining?
United Australia
Party. Why is it
party?
Still raining?
What do you mean?
I thought the climate was fixed
right.
Yeah. Fixed. Rock up in a giant Merc and then say, "I'd like to accept the teal nomination, please."
I've got a coal mine to sell as well.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
But the world changed on Saturday night when Labor got in after 10 years. This is the moment where he's about to walk on stage, the great man, Albo.
Please welcome to the stage the man set to be the 31st Prime Minister of Australia.
Thank you.
He was super pumped, fair enough too, you know. I mean, he grew up in a commission house, commission flat.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, and now he's Prime Minister.
Well, as he got to the, so 76 is what he needs. I can't find anything on the internet. Has he got to
the 76? Projections are that he'll get to 76,
but we're still counting.
I think. But, yeah, it's certainly not. Definite that he'll rule on his own right.
He's already on a jet to Tokyo.
Well, that's what I mean.
Well, he's getting sworn in this morning, and then he'll jump on a jet. Look, he's getting sworn in this morning in Canberra.
Because the Greens will go with him, mate. It's like a coalition.
Because either way, he'll form government. So it's which of the two major parties have the most and then who they'll form government with. So he's definitely Prime Minister.
A red, green and teal coalition. So,
God help us.
Climate will be fixed. There'll be no more droughts.
Yeah, but how long?
No more droughts. No more rainy periods.
Floods, I think they're called.
No more floods.
Oh, that's good.
It'll be completely sorted within 3 weeks.
I wouldn't say they need 3 weeks.
Fiji has already said, great, we're okay. We can build more houses on the shoreline.
So that's one.
Well, Fiji are on board.
So Fiji are coolies.
they're very happy. They're like, all right, let's go.
I haven't
go,
seen
guys.
The Bali position.
They're happy.
Yeah.
Of course they're happy.
All right. I'll call Chappelle. Hey, Shappers.
She how we feeling? Spokeswoman, is she?
We feeling teal
what
in Denpasar?
Yeah. And the boats, they're ready to go, apparently. The boats.
Well,
which
apparently,
one?
Yeah,
what about that Sri Lankan boat that came on Saturday?
Know.
It was weird.
It was
Where's
really
that boat
strange
now?
The whole
Where
timing.
Is the boat? Where's the Sri Lankan boat?
I don't think anyone...
And they just moored out in front of Kirribilli, just moored.
Under the bridge, moored.
Just have a look. If you're going past, have a look.
They're just in front of Luna Park. We're moored.
Well, see, I think it was more not that I'm going to say it was being used politically, but I think I didn't hear any kind of outcome for it. It was more just that it was coming or it was there.
Well, I mean, obviously there's
hopefully
an armada.
They're all okay.
But look, is your dad going to be back? That's the question. Well, your dad is a Liberal senator, and is he on the edge right now?
It keeps changing on the website to likely, and then ahead, then likely, then ahead. So the issue is generally number two on the Liberal ticket would be almost a shoo-in because you'd assume there'd be enough primary vote. But because the primary vote for both the Liberal and the Labor Party this election was historically low, like literally 70% of people didn't vote for Labor and Anthony Albanese, and similar for the Liberal Party. So he could be in some trouble, absolutely. So it'll probably be a week before we know.
So look, so
we got dudded.
Yeah,
once again, shooters and fishers.
Oh, nothing. Yeah, that's awful. Are you okay, Ed?
What'd you get?
We're in the point something category. We need a new colour because all the teals, right?
Yeah,
the teals
went
off. Next election, we've got getting together today at one of Big Dag McGuire's gun ranges, and we're going to have a big meeting, and we're going to get a new colour.
Red.
Yeah, you guys need to figure out
deep
what's
red.
Gone wrong.
Deep red. Blood red. And not the full colour, just a splattering.
You know,
splattering. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And then just a possum head or something on the side.
Yeah, vote for us or else.
Gunshots. Need to hear the gunshots.
Buckshots.
But what about the sausages? I really want to hear.
Over. They're gone. Everything I heard was complaints about it was too wet and there were no snags available.
I tried. I went to so many polling booths. Not one sausage anywhere.
Not a sausage.
Did anyone have a sausage at a polling booth? We've got brilliant prizes to give away.
Well,
did you have a sausage when you went to vote this weekend, Saturday? Did you have a sausage? That's the question we're asking.
Right, simple question. Lines are open for an incredible Money Can't Buy experience prize today. 13, 10, 60. Lines are open. Were you able to get a sausage in you on election day?
Or was there no sausage in your voting booth?
Boo.
No one is calling right now. We need people to call.
Yes.
Let's go back to the election. It's over, run and won. Or has it been? We're not through.
He's getting sworn in. He wins.
Yeah, so Elbo wins. Elbo's in charge. Everyone's happy.
Canterbury Hurstville RSL.
Yeah, great. So, you want to play that bit?
Yeah, I thought you might.
All right, yeah. This is Elbo. Already he's turned. This is after he announced he'd won.
Please welcome to the stage the man.
We heard that.
Other bit. We didn't work. Yeah.
Every pet can we? I know it's been a long night, but if we can dial it down a little bit.
Why?
You know, I love Elbo, but he sounds like he's had a few anyway. Any time of day, doesn't he? Sounds like he's had a couple.
Can't do that.
I can't say that.
No, that's compliance.
But people say that about me.
I know that, but they're...
Me and Elbo are so similar.
Oh, here we go.
That's why Aaron loves both of us.
Oh, God, help me.
Because we're humble men who speak funny and
God,
people think aren't quite right.
He doesn't really speak.
And that we're underestimated. I once had a radio boss say to me early in my career, are you as stupid as you make out to be? You know?
What'd you say?
I said, what do you reckon, mate? Yeah, I just wandered off the street. Yeah, this is all. I get on stage and it's all just a fluke. I don't know why they're laughing. I don't know why they're laughing, mate. I'm so stupid. I wouldn't have a clue.
All right.
That's what they said to Elbo.
You work through the issues whenever you need to. We're here for it. I thought, let's talk about snacks. Because poor Erin Molan, all she needed was a sausage in her on Saturday morning.
That's it. I went to 8 different places. I drove past, not one sausage anywhere.
You wanted, it didn't matter the size.
No, it did. I had no stipulation. I would have taken
big,
a vegan
small,
sausage.
Tiny
I would have
sausage.
Taken a chipolata.
So a little.
A frankfurter.
Just a
little
those,
wiener.
Those little finger ones. You know what are they called? I can't say what they're called now.
Why
cocktail
not?
Franks. They're called cocktail franks.
No, but there's another word for them.
I wouldn't
What's
know.
What's another
you know
word?
What I'm talking about?
Of course I do. Would you like to use your compliance training and say it on air?
You know what I'm talking about, yeah.
Don't try and drag me into it. Sue might know, but she's not going to say it either. Sue's a polite person from Edmondson Park. Did you work at a polling booth, Sue?
I did on Saturday, yes.
Which one?
Edmondson Park, St. Francis Catholic College.
Yeah, righto. And did
you were given out how to vote pamphlets, is that right?
Yes, yep.
For who?
Yep. UAP, actually.
Hey,
not the
didn't
company.
Work.
No, they
the
got
company
a few
needed
votes.
A complete change, to be honest. But anyway.
Yeah, but hang on, what about snags? What was the snag sitch at St. Francis?
I didn't actually have one, but I saw people walking out with them, and they looked bloody amazing, I can tell you. Heaps of onion on top and sauce.
Heaps of onion.
And, yeah, they look great.
I'll tell you what, that's the place to be next time.
You know, true story, I was in a really long line, and I'm like, oh, this is going to take forever. And then someone said, mate, are you here for the sausages? I said, no, I'm here to vote. And they said, you're in the wrong line.
Kidding me.
The sausage line.
The vegan 10, in the sausage line.
The sausage line was 10 times the voting line, though.
You were gonna get to the front.
And I was going to go, he says, I want to vote.
Hand your card in. Rowan from Oran. Did you get a snag, Rowan?
Yes, I did, Ed.
Where were you?
I was at Oran Park Anglican High School.
Oh, yes.
Right. And was it a good snag?
No, it was pretty average, actually. I would have rather been the Bunnings.
Yeah, right. See, that's... What did they charge for the snag? Do you remember?
$3 for the sausage sandwich, but I did have a bacon and egg sandwich, and that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Well, they're doing those as well, were
that's
they?
Amazing. What a choice.
Right.
Everything.
On the subject of what they were charging, $3 they were charging at my booth as well. I heard some booths were charging $5.
No. A friend of mine paid $10 out west for a sausage with onion.
Hang on, what?
Was that $10? Chris, Chris O'Keefe, who works at Channel 9.
Hey, a cock.
Now, Hannah, we need to do this.
That is his nickname, isn't it?
I understand.
Well, I don't think so. It's C-O-K, I think, is how they... I don't think anyone calls him cock.
Don't they call him cock? Why the only calls him cock?
You're the only one who calls him cock. Might be why he doesn't call you back.
Or calls you all the time. I've never heard anyone call him cock.
No. What's a missed opportunity? Susie, Ed and Aaron. Well, the captain's call was Aaron Molan to
Eden Monero.
Well, and she rejected the captain's call, and now she's still employed. She could have been one of those devastated Liberals on Saturday night.
I still
think
I could have potentially won my own seat, but then imagine going into opposition for years.
You weren't going to win.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Are you serious?
A three-week campaign?
Mate, it's called a six-week campaign, and the whole point of me is that people know me already.
The point of the whole thing was that ScoMo wanted captain's picks, and none of them had a chance to actually campaign in an electorate. And it was part of the reason they lost. Boom. There he said it.
Scoopla.
There is a fair bit of truth in that, to be honest, for people who didn't have a profile in the community but were passionate.
But the Bellevue Hill guy's going to win Parramatta.
I know, Charlton.
Does he have to live in the house that he's pretending he's living in? Or not?
I hope not for his sake. It'd be awful.
He should rent it out.
I think he probably will. Yeah.
Let's talk to someone.
Well, you keep saying that they weren't doing sausages in Cronulla. Hannah was on the ground in ScoMo territory. Hannah, what were they dishing out in the Shire?
Oh, no, they had sausage sandwiches, but they also had Mars bar slice, caramel slices, cookies, cakes, banana breads, everything homemade, and croissants, chocolate croissants.
Croissants.
Yeah. Chocolate croissants. What are we, France?
On the subject, no. Ooh. You know what I've remembered? And thank you, Hannah. My wife made Kit Kat slice for our local. Yes, and we were selling Kit Kat slice.
No, you were selling. You were trying to make money out of our democratic process.
No, you, as Hannah will know, all the money goes to the local schools, doesn't it, Hannah?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
They held all the local kids from the school and their parents walking around with signs saying, you know, money goes to St. Aloysius. Beekman had a little 8-year-old in the microphone saying, get out of your boring line and come have a democracy sausage.
Democracy sausage.
Can I say,
that's fun. Good on you, Hannah.
Our school, they ran out of sausages, and I was talking to a mum who said, she said, I'll go and buy sausages. And you know what the school said? Don't worry about it. We can't be bothered anymore.
What about Leroy from Borkham Hills? Get yourself a sausage, did you, Leroy?
You sure did. Got exciting getting a sausage roll instead of waiting in that line to vote.
How big was it?
Oh, you had to wait a while and it was raining, but the sausage roll line was shorter.
Oh, wait, sausage roll or a sausage in a roll?
Sausage sandwich.
But how big was the sausage? Was it like a thin, a thick?
Oh, it was decent size. It was like almost like a Bunnings snag.
Oh, wow.
Did you get onions with it, man, or not?
Sure did, yeah.
There's nothing better than fried onion.
Yeah, but with a sausage, vegan, don't ruin everyone's day. Don't say it.
No,
let us have one day where you don't veganize everything.
Why can't we have... Why you got to get teal?
Even the teals weren't having... There was no vegan sausages to be found.
Well, I couldn't find a sausage anywhere, let alone like a meat one, a vegan one, a fake one. There were none anywhere that I could find, so...
I find that disappointing. I mean, where are you?
Were you at polling booths?
I thought I was. There was also nowhere to vote.
Yeah, you're in Westfield Bondi Junction. You were going into Westfield Bondi Junction and asking Zara if they had a booth or a sausage.
Or a booth. There's no pens in this change room.
You know what? When we come back, I am so angry because we could be in a completely different situation. Elbo, who did he have beside him on Saturday night?
I know.
His partner.
Jody.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't have to be her. I've got audio evidence that one of our team members has missed the opportunity to be the first lady in this country.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
You know what? Elbo, he's now the Prime Minister.
Yep.
You know, I saw him Saturday night. He had his adult son on one side.
Yes.
And he had his new girlfriend on the other side. Have a listen to this.
To my partner, Jody Hayden.
Oh, Jody Hayden. You know what? They've been going out for 2 years.
Okay.
There was a time in 2019 where the leader of the opposition was publicly single.
Yes.
He turned up into my radio show and I presented him with our beautiful producer, Sasha, who was ready, I believed. This conversation happened.
Embarrassing.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
What are they doing here?
I don't know.
I'm sure that you don't need their help.
I heard chemistry. I heard two lonely souls who are ready to hang out together.
Desperately.
They were. It could have been Sasha on that stage on Saturday night. What happened, Sasha? What happened back then in 2019?
You asked him to slide into my DMs and he never did. Nothing. He gave me nothing.
Empty promises.
That's what he does.
He better not give Australia nothing, I can tell you.
It's been almost 20 years. 20 years on, I think, Wednesday that I first met my wife.
Our producer is saying yes, because you can't remember, but she can. Sasha French, she's been with you that long too.
So my radio career had just started, really, 20 years ago when I met her. I was, you know, I was out and about.
You're famous.
Yes, that's true. Mm. People were recognising me in the street.
Absolutely they were. Yeah. And you only had, as a famous single man, you only had about 9 months.
Yes.
Which is not long enough.
In between long-term relationships.
Which is wrong.
But what was the teeth count back then? Have they, like, was it the same as what you are now? Or have
my
you lost
teeth?
One since? Yeah.
No, I've lost a number of teeth since, in those 20 years. Yes, I haven't lost a tooth
then.
I haven't lost a tooth, I reckon, in 3 or 4 years.
I reckon, yeah, absolutely.
Which is, exceptional, because they were falling out left, right and centre at one point, like dropping like flies.
Flies.
Kissed a guy in a nightclub. He became my boyfriend for about 4 years after, but he's had false teeth from rugby and they fell out as we kissed.
Yeah, but you stayed with that man,
of course,
didn't you? That
I
wasn't
did,
the reason why you broke up.
Like and, 4 or 5 years later,
My wife did say at one point, if you lose any more teeth, it's all over. No more intimate times for you, which is, I thought that was disappointing.
Yeah, it's
because
mean.
My, you know, anyway, I'm not going to go down that track, all right? Yes. But back in the day.
So this is some audio from previous radio incarnations, but this is Holly, who is a diary keeper. And this is her, from her diary entry in 2002, just after she'd met Husey in a bar called Cherry Bar. So this is what you're hearing. This is the actual diary entry of what Holly thought of Husey.
It says the 26th of the 5th, 2002, and then in capital letters it says, crazy weekend, went to Cherry Bar, hung out with the Scotties, who are my friends.
Yeah.
And met Dave Hughes, ! And then in brackets, the comedian, ! And he's so funny, ... And then I said, but he wasn't interested in me.
Oh.
I want to date him, and date is underlined.
But I was interested in her. She got that wrong. I was only
did you
on the
play
night.
It cool, did you?
No, on the night, my friends had left. Her friends had left. It was just us two. I believed in the bar, so I thought this is perfect, you know. And then, but one of my friends came back, said he, because he realised he had no money and couldn't get home, And I had already stopped drinking by then. And so he wanted me to give him a lift home as a designated driver.
Mm.
So, and I didn't want to give him a lift home because I wanted to hang out with this beautiful woman.
Mm.
But I couldn't get rid of him. And I had no money on me. I would have given him money just so he could get a taxi to leave me. Mm. But I had no money. So I had to walk down to the ATM to give him money so he could bugger off.
Mm.
And on that walk, there was me and my mate CJ and my now wife walking to the ATM, and my mate CJ started talking to my now wife then, and I thought maybe she likes him and not me.
Oh, but she definitely likes the bloke who had to come back to a bar to ask a famous comedian for money because he can't get home.
And so I started
What, he can't get the night rider?
I immediately got jealous. I was immediately jealous of my friend talking to this woman.
I mean, yeah, great material.
And so by the time I got the money out of the ATM, I was in a really bad mood, and I said, nah, I'm going home.
Mm.
And so we left my now wife on the street, and I drove my friend home, and I yelled him all the way home and said, you have just ruined my chances there. That was disgraceful. You should have walked home.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm sorry. Anyway, we talked about that on I talked about that on radio on the Monday. She, a friend of hers, was listening to the radio show and rang, and the rest is history.
Oh, we're is still that together. How it happened? So what That's then did you do like a search, or did she ring in, or how did it work?
No, she had rung in the radio station. I said, let's go for a date then.
Oh,
you know,
God.
So, and we went to an IMAX showing of a space documentary.
Oh, my God.
And, we had to wear these massive 3D helmets. Anyway, that night we kissed, and we're still together 20 years later.
So she didn't write in her diary how she felt about the aesthetics. Like, was there any lines about that she thought you were sexy, hot, handsome?
Well, look, the fact is, Erin, we ended up together.
But did she write, like, was there any other part, or did we just hear, like, a snippet? I just want more juicy details.
Oh, I don't know if she asked. You wanted the description of our first night together, like that.
Yeah, could I?
Was it family friendly,
ask.
Right?
We can ask.
We're still doing it, so we're doing something.
Well,
right?
She might have a recent entry. So check her blog.
But you know what? I don't think we need to worry about the 20-year anniversary too much.
You're an idiot. You are an idiot.
I don't think people celebrate anniversaries.
It's anniversary of meeting, not wedding anniversary.
Or any anniversary. Who's celebrating? Right. Who's still celebrating?
Okay, his contention is that romance is dead. That's his contention. If you are in a long-term relationship, is romance dead?
I put it to you that anyone who's longer than 5 years together has stopped celebrating anniversaries.
And I put it to you that you're trying to get out of it because you haven't organised anything.
Well, I haven't organised anything.
So I'm saying that you're going to be shamed because on 131060, lines are open. We have an incredible Netflix and Stranger Things prize for for people we speak to. 131060, lines are open. Call us up. Tell them I'm in a long-term relationship. And it's romance, you scumbag.
It's not happening, mate. Look at it. It's not happening.
Come on, people.
It's not happening.
Lines are open. Prove him wrong. Force him into something.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
You're on your 20-year anniversary this week with your beautiful wife, long-suffering, and you've got nothing planned.
That's true. So, and I believe, and I love her more than I love life itself. I'd take a bullet for her today, basically, so...
Where,
yeah, absolutely
like,
would.
Through the heart or just like a superfluous to need limb?
Yeah, I would. You could have at least three of my digits. Anyway, I don't know.
Taking fingers. Have you been shot and then have they taken the fingers or were the fingers shot off in this scenario?
Somehow I've ended up in some sort of situation where I'm tied to a chair and
taking my three fingers.
Some gang lord is just cutting me up and I'm going, yeah, one more.
Well, she'd appreciate that. You don't believe in romance, and I am shocked. On 131060, it's time to shout him down and say, why should romance die just because your passion for life has? And I'm sad to say that Chris from Box Hill joins us. Chris, are you full of romance, man? You're full of romance?
I am full of romance, but I don't see the need to celebrate for an anniversary, to be honest.
Oh, Chris.
Exactly. Every day.
Chris.
Every day is worth celebrating.
Every day but to show my love. I don't need one special day.
He doesn't need one day. Can you remember the day of the year that you met her? Do you know what day it was?
Oh, mate. To be honest, I've forgotten it. Hope you
Yeah, real. That sounds special. Chris, how long has this lucky woman had the Chris experience?
7 lucky years, mate.
At least he knows that. And there's no 7-year itch, is there?
Nah, not yet.
No. Yeah, there we go. Oh, Chris.
Where's your evidence, mate?
Maybe, Chris. Well, so far, people, I'm going to have to come back to this. I can't accept that it's you and Chris and that romance is dead. I won't accept it.
Erin, how long were you and Sean together? How long was that?
Maybe 5 years.
Yeah, right. Yes. So?
So what? Like, so what?
So is, you mean romance. You don't need romance, do you, to keep a relationship going?
No way.
I don't think I'm the right person to ask because we didn't celebrate really any anniversaries. We don't even remember when we met and we clearly haven't survived. So maybe that's why.
Aha.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Red, Green, Blue is the new album. The American pop rock trio Hanson return to Australia on the Red, Green, Blue World Tour this November, celebrating, how about this, 30 years of music. Tickets are on sale Thursday at frontiertouring.com, but we're very lucky to have a double pass to see them at an Enmore Theatre. So 13:10:60 if you'd like to go along. And Hughie joining us.
Is the one and only Taylor. Hello, Taylor.
How are you? I'm good.
Look, you are still great, in fact. Mate, your career started when you were a child along with your brothers, and you've been able to navigate the world of showbiz for 30 years and still keep yourself sane. Is that right? Have you been sane this whole time?
Well, I think I actually have a secret. The key is you start insane and then there's no threat.
There's nowhere to go.
Taylor, yeah, we always...
You're already there.
We always hear about child stars and you know, a lot of them just basically capitulate. What was the hardest part for you about being thrust into the spotlight at such a young age?
Well, I mean, I think the first key is to not look at it as being thrust. You know, we were chasing it. We were chasing, we wanted to be signed. We wanted to be a band. We wanted to make music. I think making music, you know, you have people that succeed on lots of tracks, especially young, when you see really young people, a lot of times people see them as, hey, there's something behind it. There's something manufactured. We were just really driven and really hungry. We grew up with rock and roll. We saw the Beatles, the Beach Boys, you know, Jackson 5, and we were hungry to go for it. And it, to us, it was just chasing the dream. And, you know, it's just very few people actually break when they're 14. I mean, I've been doing our first trip to Australia. I was 14 years old, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
And so it is extremely rare, and it does, you know, to some degrees, that kind of success is kind of a trauma, really. It's you kind of have to survive it, but I think it's a good kind, and it's one that we're grateful for. And I would say the saving grace really is that we were always the writers. We were always the makers. It wasn't somebody else's message. You know, you know, like it or not, it was as organic as it comes. We were guys in a garage band that wrote a song and boom, you know.
You had no one else to blame, mate. On the subject of trauma, you've got seven kids. Can we hear your children in the background, or are they someone else's children in the background there?
I like to import children for phone calls just to make noise and blame other people's children.
Just in the background.
You know? Oh, that's not mine. No, that's not mine. Yeah, but it's in your room. Yeah, but you know, someone else's mine.
How do your children treat your success, mate? Do they are they cynical about your fame, or how do they go with it?
Well, I guess we won't really know till they write the biop. You know, they try and go along. I think for me, the one thing I've tried to show them, and I think they see this, I really love what I do. I'm really humbled by what we've been able to do. They've never thought that it was easy, and they've never thought that what we do is about fame. You know, what we've tried to do is be able to keep this strange job of being a musician. I mean, I love to create songs. I love to look at the world and get to put it into a song that fills me with excitement and then share it with people. You know, it's like writing a letter to everyone and sending it out and then hoping you get some kind of response, you know? And sometimes some of them are love letters, some of them are sad letters, some of them are angry, frustrated, you know? Some of them are, you know, it's a letter about a dance party, you know, that you want them to join you for. And so they've seen that. And I might, you know, I have kids now, you know, that I have a 19-year-old son, and I have a 1-year-old daughter. So we have a whole range.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big effort.
It's madness. But I think they see that it's rare, and that we work really hard. We all work really hard, and we work because we care about it, and we want it to. You know, we don't take it for granted.
So you met Natalie when you were 9. You married her when you were 19. You met when you were very young and had clearly experienced a fair bit of fame. I bet a lot of people thought that wouldn't last. I bet a lot of people thought, no, this is just a thing, a phase. You're too young to know. You're still together now. Yeah. What's the secret to keeping a relationship alive, happy, healthy? Clearly it's still alive because you've got a 1-year-old and a 19-year-old. How have you done that for so long?
Yeah. Well, for one, I leave a lot. You can't spend that much time with each other. You know, touring helps.
Thank you.
People get it all wrong. You know, she's like, thank you. When you're here, I love to see you. It's so great. Oh, but you don't get to see all the flaws. You know?
So Taylor Hanson, we just spoke to from Hanson. He's been with his partner over 20 years. We've got to bring back romance, all right? So,
No. 20 minutes ago, you said romance was dead. We're going to go back to that after 8:30 because that was appalling.
But also, Erin Molan has got an issue with her own body. We need to talk about that after 8 o'clock as well, don't we, Erin?
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's the fault of Eliza. I'm just saying,
Or is it society's fault for blaming you?
Yeah, potentially.
They shouldn't. I mean, you are a mother, and mothers should never be blamed for anything.
Completely. See, that's romantic in my books.
Yeah, there you go. But who is the winner out of the weekend? It's Albo, isn't it?
Anthony Albanese, of course, the new Prime Minister. Just before the news, let's get to the desperation stakes of you two desperately trying to text former and current politicians to try and suck up to them. I just want to check back in on how the desperation stakes went. Let's not forget, Erin kicked us off with a little game, a little contest between ScoMo and Albo the day before the election.
Yeah, on Friday. She made it happen.
Here we go.
I said, hey, guys, good luck for tomorrow. Kiss.
Yep.
Anthony Albanese, thanks, Erin. And then it's the emoji that really, I think, intended to goad the Prime Minister.
What was it?
It's a smiley face with sunglasses.
So whoever got back to Erin first was going to win the election, and Albo got back to you first, didn't he?
He did, absolutely.
Did the Prime Minister get back to you at all, actually?
Nope.
Did you text him after the result?
I did an individual text last night just thanking him for his service and wishing him well.
Did he get back to you on that?
Well, the two ticks were blue, so he's seen it, but he hasn't replied.
You're off the list.
I had a similar one with the former treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.
He lost his seat. That poor guy lost his seat.
Yeah, he's
you both text Josh
Frydenberg. Yeah, I text him too, because I've misread something and thought he was charging ahead in the early moments. Oh, so I sent him a hell yeah, and then I was like, oh, you're all class, and he never applied.
Yeah. You sent hell yeah to him losing to a teal.
No, because I thought he was ahead earlier.
Did
then.
You get the, what?
Yeah. And then so I said, you're all class, take
he's
care.
He's read it though?
Yeah, he's read it. Hasn't replied.
This is what I sent to him, and I said, this was yesterday. I thought, this is last night. I thought I better say something because we were like quite close during
very close. He asked you to come to his speak at his birthday. You guys are very close. What did you throw up, man?
Hope you're going okay, mate. That home's a court. Is it the bloke who, the billionaire?
Funded
who
funded basically all of it. Mind you, he only funded about 200,000 of the multiple millions. He just canvassed donations. So,
all right. So I said, that home's a court really did a number on you guys.
Do you have his number?
There is no justice.
Oh.
I wrote, there is no justice. And then I wrote back one message, your Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, because I got the wrong your.
Because that would have really bothered him, given what had just happened. He would have been more upset about your lack of grammar.
So I've got the wrong your. Anyway, he's read it. He hasn't replied.
I've got an update now, Ed. You asked.
What do you got?
So the one that I said, hell yeah, at 7:41 p.m., after they were counting.
Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. There's two blue ticks, so he's seen that. And then the one afterwards, you are all class, take care, at 10:13 p.m. He hasn't opened.
That's blocked.
So he hasn't opened yours?
No, not my second one.
He opened both of mine last night.
Oh, you're a hero.
You are blocked.
I'm not blocked. I got confused and sent him a hell yeah. So maybe he thought I was saying hell yeah that he was being capitulant.
Absolutely blocked you.
Yeah, yeah. I got a couple of pictures from Barnaby I didn't ask for. 131060, if you would like to play Alpha Bucks, $10,000.
Dutton hasn't replied either.
Oh, Peter.
Too busy off looking for Sri Lankan boats. Isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He'll find one. You wait. Husey,
Ed and Aaron. My wife's about to have... Oh, no, she's not. My wife's not pregnant. Ed's wife is pregnant. She's about to have a baby.
That's really bizarre.
What's going on with your wife, man?
Yeah, right. No, Which wife? You don't have another wife.
Do you want to take over?
Were you reading an auto cue that's meant for Ed?
I don't read an auto cue. But Aaron, you want to talk babies.
Well, I was at Pilates last week and... just before the end of the class, about 5 minutes to go, I needed to go to the toilet. And I kind of looked at the instructor and there was a girl next to me that I hadn't met before. Because last week, by the way, I went 4 times to Pilates. So I'm trying really hard because I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I kind of said, sorry, do you mind if I just go to the toilet? And she said, oh, of course. And then the girl next to me was looking at me and, you know, she was young and supple.
All right.
You know? She was...
yeah.
Probably in the, 21 maybe?
Oh, if that.
19.
And I kind of, you know, looked at her and said, oh, post-baby bladder. You know, and she kind of went, oh, how old's your baby? And I was like, 4? Nearly 4 years old?
Yeah.
And the way she looked at me like I had lied or like that I wasn't still able to claim that as a thing, as being post-baby... was so really offensive.
You should have been able to, your bladder should have been trained again. Like,
well, that's how I felt. That's what she made me feel by this youthful look she gave me.
Yeah, right. So
retrained.
Yeah,
bladder.
Like I felt like she was kind of questioning my ability to claim that I was post-baby.
We are always
because
post-baby
my child. Well, exactly. Because my child
one,
was 4.
Always.
So you're paranoid that she thinks that having a child is no excuse.
Yes.
But she's of the
Rachel,
opinion.
She tries to push a watermelon out of a peanut and then she can talk to me about bladder.
But Erin's right to say post-baby has expired.
No, it
that's
hasn't.
What she was saying.
Oh, yes,
well, no, she's
that's
saying
what
that
she's
it has
trying
expired.
To imply that like it can only be like 3 months that you're allowed to say post-baby. And I say that your body never, ever goes back to anything close to what it was before. Doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. There are things about your body once you have a baby that are never, ever the same ever, ever again.
People need to acknowledge that.
Yes. Us all the time. Every time you see a woman with a child, even if it's 40, just say thank you for your service.
Thank you for your cervix.
Not your cervix.
My wife has said to me before that I ruined her body. That I ruined it.
That's fair.
Her body's not ruined.
Well, she said, I didn't say it was ruined. She said it was ruined.
What did you say to that?
I said, I did not ruin your body.
Oh, see, that's a wrong answer. That was a trap. Oh, my God. Is this your first rodeo?
You're meant
to say, there is nothing wrong with your body. It's
never
hotter now
better.
Than when I met you. Instead, you went, it's not my fault. I didn't do it.
I didn't do
that's
it.
But awful.
It's like a car accident. You treat it like a car accident on Moore Park Road. It wasn't me.
No, the fact is...
Unbelievable.
The fact is she is beautiful, but her body is slightly different than it used to be.
Oh, but of course it is. So is yours, Romeo. Yours don't look the same as it did.
But mine never looked.
I want to know from women or whoever's carried a child,
what is never the same?
What won't be the same? What has changed that will never be the same again after you had kids?
Righto. 131060, lines are open. Hashtag mothers. After you had, you are post-baby forever in our eyes. What changed? What changed in and around your body?
There's a chin hair as well that literally just appeared after Eliza and will not go away.
Hair, bladders. All comers, organs.
We're here to celebrate. We're here to celebrate the change.
Yes.
It's okay.
Oh, thanks, Husey,
nice
for letting all us women know it's okay that our bodies change after we had your kids. Thanks.
Why are you so Taliban?
I'm trying to get involved.
I know you, but you're...
I'm going to get my wife to call. Her body looks great, by the way. My wife's unbelievable.
Show us.
Show us.
Yeah.
Show us a pic.
Draw it. 131060. Post baby bodies. We're here to celebrate.
And both the boys, every caller, they'll thank you for your service.
I'm thanking you for your service.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Erin, you've got a statement. You said it. You said it loud and proud. What is your statement?
Well, basically, I think it doesn't matter how old your kids are, you're allowed to claim post-baby body because your body will never be the same again. Not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing, but my bladder, I need to empty more frequently than I did.
That's not nice.
Thank you so much. Than I did after giving birth to my child. And I was questioned by a young, supple, very attractive woman about the validity of saying post-baby when my daughter's nearly 4 years old. But I argue that you're always post-baby once you have a child.
My wife has just texted in. She's listening to the show on the way to her job as a public school teacher.
Oh, dear.
And she said, this is what direct text message, I don't think I ever said you ruined my body, ?
That's someone else.
I believe she did say that
somebody else,
at
man.
Some point, that I'd ruined her body, but her body hasn't been ruined. So she shouldn't have said it.
See, now you're cottoning on.
She shouldn't have said it.
This is in the week of your 20th anniversary, and that's your talk. Ruined. Not very nice,
is it? It's not ruined.
Oh, it's amazing. She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
And so are you, Erin. All right?
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
You're the second most beautiful woman in the world.
What about Tiff?
Tiff, she's third.
Tiffany Hall.
Her body's about to go through that process as well, isn't she?
I'm checking my phone constantly because every time she texts me, I think, not at the moment, though. There is no baby at the mo. Okay. Let's go to Shay in Castlereagh. How did your body change post-baby?
I'm like Erin, my bladder and my boobs.
Yeah.
My boobs used to be nice and perky where I didn't have to wear a bra. Now I've always got to wear a bra. And when I cough or sneeze, I've got to cross my legs so I don't wet myself.
Can we focus on the boobs for a second? Can we focus on the boobs?
6 and 8.
Can we focus on the boobs? Yeah, can we focus on the boobs, Shay?
I love a bit of sag.
Really?
Yeah.
My uncle always said boobs look like used tea bags after you have babies.
Your uncle said that. What a weird guy.
Bit of sag's good, you know, and used tea bags, they should be used again.
Yep. Absolutely. There's no use, like in World War II, no reason to throw away a tea bag after one use.
Exactly, mate.
Thank you.
In the trenches, they were all using the same tea bag.
Is that really where we've gotten to? That's what you're likening Shay's breast to.
Trench warfare.
The trenches, they are gold.
Thanks, Shay.
In the song.
Gold in the
trenches of Belgium.
When the mud and the rats are around,
away.
You look for those tea bags.
Absolutely. Thank you, Shay.
You dream of those tea bags.
100%
special.
Sweet,
that's really
sweet.
Special. Yeah.
Sucker they provide. Samantha from Hilltop, you're harboring a 4 and a 2-year-old twins. Oh, goodness
Whoa.
Me.
Absolutely. Yeah, my boobs are ruined, but...
That they haven't been ruined.
No, didn't you hear the teabag chat?
I want photo evidence of the ruination of these boobs.
Samantha, do not send him photo evidence of your boobs, please.
He'll send you his.
I'm sorry. I disagree with you, Erin, no.
Oh, really? Tell me why.
Because you're making men thank us. I think it's the women's, it's 99% of choice that the women want the baby.
Yeah.
So it's not their fault that...
Oh, no, God, no, it's not their fault. But I still think they should be very grateful and thank us for going through labour.
Oh, no, I think we should be grateful that they gave us the child.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Sorry, Sam, it's a bad line. It's cutting out.
Power back.
Oh, Sam, you've just made my life misery for the next 6 months here.
Thank you very much.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Look, I don't want this next segment to be any slight on my love for my wife. We've been together for 20 years and it's Wednesday is the... anniversary, the 20-year anniversary of the day we met.
She's listening. We know. She's already messaged us saying that you claimed to, that she said that you ruined her body. So she knows she's listening.
Said that.
It's not very romantic to start with.
Well, her body hasn't been ruined and that's what I texted
her back.
That's
what I told you should have said, but you didn't say that at the time. You said, no, it wasn't me.
Well, look, the fact is.
And who wasn't?
No one's ruined her body.
Correct. That's the right answer.
Yeah, because her body is perfect.
Should we go back to the day you first saw that body?
Yes.
This is from Holly's diary. She's reading this out on a former radio show. This is from her diary entry from the night she met you in 2002. Take it away, Holly.
So it says the 26th of the 5th, 2002, and then in capital letters it says, crazy weekend, went to Cherry Bar, hang out with the Scotties, who are my friends.
Yeah.
And met Dave Hughes, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And then in brackets, the comedian, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And he's so funny, dot, dot, dot. And then I said, but he wasn't interested in me.
Oh.
I want to date him and date his underlined.
You know what? Write down. Diarising is a great thing to do.
That's beautiful. So, what a lovely memory for you guys to have too.
Yeah.
That's
so
really sweet.
It is sweet. And, you know, that's, Erin, that your future will hold that. There's someone right now with diary in hand ready to say, I met Erin Molan today. I want to date her, you know?
Really? Is it like now? Do you know where they are? Do you have their number? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there might be a bit, someone already a bit special around. Could be.
Watch that space. Watch the Molan space.
Is it a swimmer?
No, it's not.
Anyway, we'll talk about that at some other time. But people aren't celebrating long term. They're not, are they?
Well, from that moment to now, where you don't care about her and you couldn't care less about nothing, and you know, what have you organised for your 20 years together this week?
At this
just
point,
say nothing.
Well, at this point.
Don't say at this point. That's like saying current partner at this point. You haven't. You've done nothing.
Pressure creates diamonds. I was always a last minute guy. I got 48 hours to make something happen. If people think I should.
Sally from Collaroy, the voice of romance. Romance isn't dead, is it, Sally?
It is absolutely not dead.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How long have you been married, Sal?
We've been married 17 years.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been together? About 20 or over 20?
20, 25.
Oh, 25. Wow. Why'd it take so long to ring it?
Oh, look, he was slow off the eight ball. Yeah. That's okay. He got there eventually.
So 25 years down the track, what are you doing romance-wise?
So we still have a date night every week. And, yes, we do have young kids, so it's possible.
Thank you.
How old are the kids?
9 and 11 now. But we really never missed a date night, even pregnant, the whole lot.
And when you say date night, is that going out somewhere away from the kids or you can sit at the table after they go down or it's actually out?
Away from the kids. And sometimes it's date morning. So sometimes we'll have breakfast if that's the only spot
this
we can get.
What I'm talking about.
Sometimes we'll go and do something crazy and fun like rock climbing or whatever. Oh. But we absolutely once a week do something with just the two of us.
What do you think about people like Sally? Sally, what do you think about people like Hughesy who say that he says he's ruined his wife's body and now he doesn't care about her. She gets nothing on 20 years. What do you say to that?
Hughesy, it only takes one person to keep the romance alive and thanks that can so be you. So do something amazing.
That's Sally, I've got tears.
Sally,
that's beautiful.
I'm actually inspired. Rock climbing, maybe we could go rock climbing or some sort of adrenaline.
Could I suggest maybe not rock climbing just for the 20 years? Maybe do that for 21st.
I don't have a great grip. I'm not going to lie. So.
Absolutely.
Hughesy, Ed and Erin.
Look, I love my wife's way. And I've loved it for 20 years since the day I met her. You know? Stunning. Mm-hmm. What an angel.
Yeah, but 20 years this week. However, you haven't organised anything for your 20-year anniversary because you don't think you should or you don't want
to. You don't think you need to. You think she's in the bag. There's no more competition. She ain't going to leave you. That's what you think. So you've become complacent.
Well, they're harsh words.
Well, you need to hear from Naz from Baulkham Hills. Naz, how long have you been married?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How long have you been married?
37 years.
Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about. Is the romance dead?
Not at all.
Thank you.
So how old were you when you got married, Naz?
I was 20.
Yeah. So that's a big commitment to make when you're 20 years old. You haven't even had your 21st. So but did you know at the time? You thought this is it? Or did you just go, what he'll do? What was it like?
No, I knew. I think we both knew.
Don't talk their love down. What's the romantic thing you're doing for this time, Naz? Because you always do something.
Every year, without fail. And this year we're going to Queensland.
Beautiful.
Oh, amazing.
Beautiful.
Were there doubters, Naz? People who didn't believe it had last?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been ups and downs, but you've ridden out the storms together.
Stop with the downs.
Hey, we've got four kids, and of course there's going to be ups and downs. You know, you go through changes in your life, but that doesn't stop. If you've committed, that's it.
See, that's it. But you can still have the romance.
Love as deep now as it ever was, Naz? Is it deeper?
It's deeper. I think there's a better understanding. Yeah. Yeah,
because you do things like go to Queensland. Thank you, Naz. Here comes Sarah.
No, I do. I appreciate Naz and I appreciate her long-term commitment.
Make it sound like a chore. Sarah from Moorbank. How long?
Hi, guys.
How
are you?
Well, you already sound fired up. How long have you been with your partner?
We have been together for 14 years.
I'm talking about romance. Dead on arrival, is it?
Oh, he's the one. He is my one.
He's the one, all right.
Now, does he initiate the romance or,
maybe 30, 80%.
Yeah, 30, 80.
There's 110% romance. 110% romance.
That's
in their relationship.
Brilliant. And you got kids,
Sarah?
Yeah? You got, like, you, how
got
do you...
one. One's enough.
Yeah.
One's enough. You proved your point. You move on. Yeah, you know, there's one there. You wheel them out when you become prime minister, and there they are. There's my kid.
Standing there awkwardly.
They're right there. What I mean? Yeah. High five.
Would you want to hear from Tracy from Rydalmin?
Yeah, I would.
Tracy, these are your parents.
Good
morning.
Hi. How long have they been together, your parents, Tracy?
My parents have been happily married for 51 years. Still go away every anniversary, but the thing that we always remember as kids, Mum and Dad light the candles from their wedding day every year.
Oh, God, that's why I've actually got tingly off.
Tracy.
Wait, they've still got the same candle. How is that? I lit one the other night and it literally was gone within an hour.
Erin, they blow it, light it up, make a wish to each other, and blow it straight out.
You know? Oh, they blow it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
A wedding candle, that is, people who are getting married on this weekend will now keep their candle.
That's gorgeous.
Absolutely.
That is just, it's the eternal flame.
Well done, Tracy.
And what do they do after that?
I don't want to know, Erin, really.
Something else gets... No. No.
Thank you, Tracy. No. Thank you, romance. So you're going to do something, scumbag?
Mate, I am right now. I am ready to... it's all hands on deck. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Get a candle.
That's what I thought.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Tell you who's going somewhere. Elbo, because he's going to Japan because he's now Prime Minister. So him and Penny Wong are...
They're in the quad.
With the
Japanese
And the Indians and the Americans.
Joey Biden's going over there as well.
He is. Joey.
You know, Joey was right not to know ScoMo's name, wasn't he? Mm. Remember when Joey didn't?
That would have been a waste of what little room he has left in his head to remember
Thank
things.
Can he get Elbo into his brain?
No.
We'll find out. But you know what? Does Elbo have to bronze up?
Why?
Because of this conversation we had with him just
last
recently.
Last week, I think.
Ellen, will you vote Labor? If I bronze up.
Come on, Erin.
You know what? It's only one vote. It won't count anyway. Yes, yes, I will. Yes.
Molan backs Labor. That'll be a splash tomorrow.
So, he was going to bronze up.
Well, I didn't notice any kind of element of glow to him.
Mm. But did you vote Labor? No, it's if you vote Labor. Did you vote Labor?
Nah.
No.
Well, your vote didn't count. No, it did count because your dad.
Well, I voted for my dad, in the Senate, but we still don't know. So
we don't know whether he's going to become a senator or would continue to be a senator.
We don't know because the primary vote was so low for the two major parties, both major parties.
Can I just say, I'd like to say a big welcome to our new teal overlords and thank you so much for whatever it is that your service is.
Well,
I don't care that you're all funded by the same people. Yeah. I don't think you're going to be a party.
Well, I can tell you.
I believe you're all just independents who all say exactly the same things.
And
exactly
the same
campaign. That's not a party where I come from.
When does the rain stop, though? When does the rain stop?
Well, they've got to get there first.
I thought it was global warming.
I voted for climate change.
You voted.
You want the climate to change.
I said I voted for, no. Did you vote for climate change?
Who'd you vote for? You voted for the...
No, I voted for the
animal justice. That's right.
The animal justice.
So we've got animal justice on one side, shooters and fishers on the other, mate. Who are we?
We're a broad church.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm down at Horizon today. I'll be bawling my eyes out to Leviticus. So come check me out. Susie, Ed, and Erin.